and the supplemental log on to get a little elevation, you know, keep from pinching.
Mm-hmm.
We saw on that.
That
was a substitute for what you're talking about.
I see.
But it didn't have any particular name for it, except that Falcom and Prize Pool, they called it. It's spelled P-R-Y now, I think. But they call it Prize Pool.
And you used to put, if you wanted to take a baby out, you used to put the baby in a what? Not a stroller, but in the old days we used to call it a baby
carriage.
And you used to do what to the carriage? To make it move.
Oh, by lunging back and forth, that would make a little movement on the floor.
Would you roll it or push it or what?
They had a handle there. Had a handle come up from it this way, you know? And a wooden beam across there, about as big as that, you know. You take that.
Mm-hmm.
It was attached to the carriage. You push it back here.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way the path. The little fellow, small as a rider than that, he couldn't do much about making it go. I guess maybe in later years they had a sort of a pedal there, kind of like a bicycle pedal to make it go. But back in those days, they'd take that carriage out there, you know, and have a seat in there for the kids, kind of like a little automobile seat, you know, and they'd have that metal lever coming up here and a wooden round piece coming through from one end of that lever to the other, and they'd take it by that and push it.
Mm-hmm.
Had solid rubber tires on it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Ornate, sort of ornate, I suppose.
What?
Sort of ornate wicker or something?
Wicker, it used to be wicker.
Wicker. And if a person...
I think that's been made out of willows.
A willows?
I think that's been made out of willows.
Uh-huh.
That's a long, slender bank, you know, and very flexible.
Yes. Suppose that you go across the field diagonally instead of walking all the way around it. You might say he went how across the field?
Catacornered.
Catacornered?
Catacornered.
Did you ever hear catabiasin?
Catabiasin, yeah, that's about the same thing.
It is about the same.
But I heard that after I heard this year.
Catacornered?
First word.
Catacornered.
Catacornered.
You ever hear cattywampus?
Cattywampus.
Cattywampus,
That's a very word they invented, I think. Well, like most all of these others.
Yes.
Cattywampus. All that is about the same thing, I guess.
You don't think cattywampus is a kind of old thing is just not right? Over here at, you say someone built a cabin, but he did a bad job instead of a good job. You say, you see that corner is cattywampus? Would you say that or not?
Out of proportion, I guess.
Yeah. Is that right?
Like it is a certain lumber they call a scantling.
Mm-hmm.
It's cut for 2x4, but something went wrong. It'd be 2 inches at one end in thickness, and it'd be only 1 3/4 at the other.
Mm-hmm.
Scant 2 inches.
Mm-hmm.
They throw it out. They call that a scantling.
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 I see.
You ever remember that before?
No, I haven't. That's a new one.
That's something new for you.
Scantling. And suppose you have four houses on a corner, and you say the house across from you is straight across, but the house diagonally is what? It'd be catty-cornered?
That's where that word would apply, I think. Catty-cornered across the square.
Did you ever use... you don't use catty-biasin very much, or never did?
No, not as much as catty-cornered.
And did you ever use biasin alone?
No, that catacornered seemed to fill the bill.
I see.
Back in that end time.
Uh-huh.
You went to another community, you might find where it was prevalent there,
yes.
You know?
Yes. Uh-huh. And,
did you know they make a new language if people are separated from each other far enough?
Yes, they do.
People used to speak English would be speaking something, a Mongol language after a while, based on English.
Yes, it's pidgin English.
That goes.
They call.
The people in Norway and Sweden used to be the same, but they were separated by mountains and there was no way of getting across them, and they just got to where they couldn't visit among each other, and they finally evolved their own language, got to where they couldn't understand each other hardly.
Yes.
That's why they separated.
Same thing with English and German.